This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is the Morning Run on BFM 89.9. I'm Melissa Idris, and with me, Sherrod Kutin. It's now 9:36 a.m. and time for Pressing Matters. Today on the show, the very first show of 2016, we have Dato' Ahiruddin Adnan, or better known as Rocky Brew. Welcome, Rocky, to the show.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you, Sherrod.
You're welcome.
For those who are not familiar with him, he is, of course, a veteran journalist and former editor of several publications, including Business Times and also the Malay Mail. But of course, he's most famous for his blog, Rocky's Brew. Now, this year, Rocky, 2016 marks the 10th year anniversary of your blog.
Yep, it is. It was 10 years ago that I, exactly 9.5 years ago, I started Rocky's Brew. Blogging was new. Today, blogging is, I was told, blogging is yesterday. You know, it's now social media, Facebook, Twitter. But don't worry, I'm also on the social media.
So I guess I have to ask you, the reasons that you started the blog 10 years ago, are they the same reasons today? I mean, have they evolved over the past decade?
Well, the reason why I blog was very simple. At that point of time, I got out of NST, the New Straits Times, or the Malay Mail, after being there for 21 years. And blogging at that point of time gave me an avenue of I need to write. So blogging provided me that platform. But what I wanted to do, innocent writing, turned into something not so innocent. Soon after blogging, my blog was a firewall. I mean, basically, the authorities stopped people from reading my blog, and that made me famous. And 6 months on, I was slammed with a legal suit that made me even more famous, you know.
Can I ask you, I mean, your leaving NST, did it have to do with the new dispensation? Abdullah Ahmad Badawi was in power. He had new people at the helm of NST. And I understand that, you know, with successive prime ministers, we also have had successive leadership at the NST. Was there a lot of that in the mix as well? Just the changing nature of politics in the country?
Yeah, changing of the guards means it's quite natural, actually. You know, every administration that comes in, they would put people they are comfortable with. You know, that happens not just with this administration, but also you look at all new guards. You know,
right?
That happens.
But also, was there something in, you know, Dr. Mahathir's changing attitude towards Abdullah Ahmad Badawi, that he had become disenchanted with his successor, and yourself and others were also part of that kind of like critical look at the administration and what he was doing, the people involved in it?
Sherrod, my departure from NST happened, I think, a full year before to Dr. Mahathir started seriously attacking his successor, you know. So it had nothing really to do with that. But eventually, when the so-called fight happened, we happened to be taking sides at a point of time.
And, you know, the taking sides thing, you know, Melissa, I think is really so important to the culture of blogs. It's about strong opinions. It's about passion. It's about having, you know, sometimes a lot of humor attached to those political polemics. Mm-hmm. And that's always been in the mix for you as well, isn't it?
Yes. And going on that note, I mean, we were just talking a little bit earlier about whether to be a successful blogger, to have a successful blog site, do you need to have very strong political alliances? Do you need to be upfront and say, look, this is where my allegiances lie. And, you know, if you want to come and read my blog, you know exactly where I'm coming from.
I think if we talk about socio-political bloggers, you don't need to have specific allegiance. In fact, if you can say in blogger lingo, if you can whack both sides, you get more readers that way. You get more credibility. But what we are seeing today is so different from what blogging was about 10 years ago. Now it's basically you got bloggers who are put there, you know, or created to provide support for their respective political parties. Whereas 10 years ago, we had bloggers who blogged because they wanted to have their opinions with regards to that party or the other party, you know.
Right. What about the phenomenon of cyber troopers? I mean, is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm referring to, cyber troopers.
Have you ever been accused of being a cyber trooper yourself?
I think every day.
Every day.
In Malay, they call it pemakan dedak, you know.
Pemakan dedak.
Dedak is what chicken
feet?
Feeds on. Oh. Yeah. So if you're a pemakan dedak, that means you are a paid blogger, a cyber trooper.
And how do you respond to that?
I don't know. I don't know how to respond to it. But one day, happened that someone close to me asked me, what happened if Prime Minister Najib Razak steps down or is forced out of the office? What are you going to do? So I said, what do you mean, what am I going to do? You know? He said, well, aren't you paid by PM Najib to write, you know? Of course, I'm not paid, you know, but your commenter said you're paid. You're a paid blogger. You know? So I realized that a lot of people who read blogs and read comments, they believe everything they read or almost everything they read. So I started basically when I have 20 comments calling me paid blogger, I'll make sure that I'll release only one because I don't want people to. You know, these comments over and over again, left by probably the same person.
So you curate the comments on your page? You delete them?
Yes, I edit the comments. Not edit. I either publish or delete them.
Because I've read some of the comments on your blogs, which led me to question, who are your readers? Who are the readers that go to Rocky's Brew and read your blog posting every day, every couple of days or so? And I'm looking at the comments, and what was surprising to me was it was a mix, right? So I would have thought that it would be people who agree with your worldview and support your principles and your ideals. And the comments tell me otherwise.
I have a feeling that more people who read my blog are the ones who disagree with me. And I'm fine with that. You know, I welcome comments criticizing me, condemning my point of view. But what I can't publish these days, which I used to do, are personal attacks, you know, accusations and stuff like that.
As a journalist, do you think that the media today is serving the public well? I mean, is it presenting all sides? Is it informed? Is it data-driven? Do they have a wide spectrum of views, especially on the question of Malay politics, which I think you're an astute observer of? Do you think Utusan, for instance, all these other papers, Sina Harian, are serving the public?
I think there is, at certain point, they have struck a balance. There's a balance between Utusan Malaysia and, say, the Bahasa Malaysia section of Malaysia Kini. You know, if you read both articles on the same subject, you kind of get the idea where the truth lies. You know, is somewhere in between. So that's the kind of balance that we have now. In my point of view. Of our media today, you know, but certainly I think we are a lot freer today than we were 10 years ago when I started blogging, when a lot of bloggers have to go up and down Bukit Aman for no good reason. You know, I still have, they still owe a couple of my laptops and computers which were seized during that time. These days, that hardly is the case. You know, I think the authorities are more tolerant, or they've learned the lessons and not to attract too much attention to themselves.
Okay, I'm going to get Rocky to explain that comment a little bit further, but we're going to come back and have you talk more about that in just a few minutes on BFM 89.9. Good morning. It's now 9:47 a.m. on BFM 89.9, The Morning Run. Sharad Kutin and Melissa Idris here, and we have pressing matters at the moment with Dato Ahiruddin Atan, or better known as Rocky Brew. Now, earlier, just before the break, you mentioned that online media, in your opinion, is getting freer compared to when you started 10 years ago. Do you want to explain that a little bit? Why do you say that, given that we've seen clampdowns on certain comments made online or, you know, even verbally?
Well, 10 years ago, when bloggers included YB Jeff Wee, today, Alice Burf, and several others, the government of the day was so hostile towards bloggers. You know, the Prime Minister at that time even called bloggers names. It wasn't the other way around, you know. And then 2008 election came, and everybody realized that blogosphere, blogs, internet have a lot of influence, and that was an opportunity for who else? Business and politicians, you know. And you see that after 2008, the ruling political party simply jumped into the blogging scene. What we had was, after that, was hundreds and then thousands of blogs, new blogs coming into the picture. So when I'm looking at the fact that since it is of use to the party that's concerned, in this case the government, they decided to be more open towards it, you know, because blogs are now not against, they are not, blogs are now not their enemy, right. Blogs are also a tool and apparatus for them to get across their messages, to propagate and do all the stuff that government does.
I mean, there was a rumor and there was talk that one of the associations you're involved in, Bloggers House, is it?
Yes, it's called Blog House.
Blog House, yes. Was supported by Tun Dr. Mahathir in those days. And I think you were seen as somebody aligned to Tun Dr. Mahathir.
True, yes. Now,
today you are and probably accused of being aligned to the present Prime Minister.
Correct.
You, in your most recent posting, called him...
Malaysian of the Year.
Malaysian of the Year, yeah. Right?
Team Malaysian of the Year.
Not everybody agreed with me.
Well, Jahabar Sadiq, who was on this on air very recently, also named him Malaysian of the Year for surviving. Yeah, he's a political survivor, right? So, in terms of those kind of political alignments, do you find that you're caught in the constant factionalism within UMNO, that you know you are having to take sides or seem to be taking sides? And yourself, what are your views on the kind of deep divisions in UMNO today?
I think it's unfortunate Tun Mahathir has decided once again to go after the sitting Prime Minister. I shouldn't say so much because I was part of the movement that helped bring Palah down using my blogs and also some blogging groups back then, you know. But in the case of Palah, as I remember it, Mahathir was attacked. Mahathir was demonized. That's what he claimed, or we all claim. Mahathir, the situation was back then. In the case of Najib Razak, it was the other way around. Tun Mahathir decided to one fine morning attack Najib Razak. So we who have been blogging for years, we kept our close relationship with Tun Mahathir. He was actually our patron, the patron for our blog house, you know. Mm-hmm. And we were all very friendly towards him. He was very friendly towards us. We had regular meetings and all that. But after his attack on against Najib, we found ourselves really, like you see UMNO now divided. The blogosphere, these blogs, this group of bloggers were also divided. And one of the problems we have now is Blockhouse is really truly democratic. We have pro Mahathir there and pro Najib in there as well. So these are friends who have some of them have stopped talking for months with each other, you know.
But, you know, you said Mahathir woke up one day and decided that he wanted to bring down the sitting prime minister. You think he has no just cause? That the concerns that he's brought up have to do with 1MDB, the management of the finances, all these things? I mean, is there any substance in anything he's saying?
I think I can... Tun Mahathir has his own agenda. You know, nobody would really know what's going on in that... head, you know,
but okay, but what about you, Rocky? What is your agenda with Rocky's Brew? I mean, you have written extensively on the Prime Minister and the handling of 1MDB, as well as Arul Kanda's, the CEO's handling of the allegations thrown against him. What do you want to put out there? What is your message then?
Well, 2016 will be a soul-searching year for me, you know. 2015 has been quite confusing if you... 1MDB issue is not new. I think YB Tony Pua raised it in 2011. Yeah, and is part of what the opposition is supposed to do. But when that is used by a former prime minister to basically bring down the sitting prime minister, it becomes something else, you know. And now that you see with the so-called completion of the rationalization plan by Arul Kanda, which means the debts in 1MDB is going to be reduced to a fraction of the 42 billion. And there is also an opportunity for Arul to make profits, make money this year after the plan. So you see, it's going to be very difficult to justify the attacks on 1MDB, you know. As for my blog, I think I will still try. I've always told myself that this blog is to, I blog, I write to tell the truth, you know, the truth as I know it, you know. I may be proven wrong later on, but if I am, every time I'm proven wrong, I have no qualms about saying I'm sorry, but I will put it right when I know that is, if I know that there is a lot of hanky-panky in 1MDB, and suddenly I get all the evidence that will tell me that, hey, this is not politics, this is real, I'll go after them, you know. There's no...
I mean, at one point you went after us as well as the radio station, and I was just rereading your posting on that, and I was taken because you said, you began by saying you really liked the station, and but that we had crossed the line with the Reza Aslan interview, you know, and I think you even used very cleverly used our acronym, and you had it bad for Muslims, I think,
oh, really?
BFM. So I'm just to remind you to kind of... So, you know, have we gotten back into your good books?
No, you've never been out of my bad books. I've always tuned in on BFM, but I'm a human being as well, you know. So when I find something that I cannot think, I express myself. But I must say that BFM, I was here years ago to this studio. It was a small, tiny little thing, you know. And I'm happy that it has grown to what it is today. I think you are doing something right. It's not going to be easy for you guys with what you're trying to do. I know what this is going to be like. You'll have a lot of brickbats, including from bloggers like me. But hell, that's part of the game.
And on that optimistic note, you've been listening to Pressing Matters. That was Dato' Akhiruddin Adnan, or better known to you and me as Rocky Brew. Thanks so much for joining us today,
Melissa.
Rocky.
Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you very much for being here.
9:56 a.m. And here's Roll With It by Oasis to take you to the 10 o'clock news on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.